this week on YMH.
Like, if he just had some male prostitute,
yeah,
this would not be an issue today.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Deal with hookers, dude. Everybody knows.
My own damn fries. I do what the fuck I want, Leno. Your chin's fucking annoying me. Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah.
That
I
was
like that.
Awesome. That guy completely deserved it.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. She's Christina P. I'm Tom Segways. And very excited to be here. I had a great time in Las Vegas.
Now, where did you make your performances?
I did it at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan. I did 3 shows there.
Oh,
they
my
were
God.
Very, very, very fun. I had a great time doing a new hour.
Wow.
Haven't done that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about some really cool stuff. I got to hear about some stuff you're saying about me. It's pretty neat.
I always talk about all this exciting stuff in my life, and you're right up there.
Yeah, I have to say it was really cool when I was in London, and it's the first time I watched you run your entire hour.
The last one, yeah.
The last one, the one you just released on Netflix, and I was sitting in the audience with a bunch of lads behind me, and every time you said something horrendous about me, they'd like pat me on the back, go, oh, I'm like, thank you.
I was talking about you.
Thanks,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I can't wait to hear what horrendous stuff you'll be saying about me.
It's not as bad as what I say about Charo. She was like, can I? She's like, you don't want me to come see your show? I go, absolutely not. And she was like, not at all. I go, maybe in a year when you're closer to dying.
Just send her a handbag before the show.
And then you heard the conversation yesterday.
She's R-worded.
She's completely...
She's on a whole new level of R word.
Oh,
and like the older she gets, just more tarted. You know what I mean?
I had to yell at her to make a point.
Yeah.
If you just talk to her, she's like, how dare you? And then
once
I was like really animated loud, she goes, okay.
Harsh.
Okay. Yeah. Then she's like, no, you're right. Okay. Okay. And then she goes, gosh, you really got, it's like, yeah, you have to do that with you.
She's gaslighting you.
Yeah. And nothing else registers. Talking at a normal level doesn't work for you.
Same with my family. When I hear you argue with your mom, it makes me thrilled that my mom's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I'm like, thank God my mom's fucking dead. Because she would do the same shit to me.
Although, I don't think I've laughed as hard as I did yesterday, or what was it, the day before when she texted me.
Oh my God. Read it. It's funny as shit.
It fucking made me laugh so hard. So I forbid her for coming to like my shows, you know? And she's always trying to come to shows and...
Yeah.
She just drains the whole squad. Like everyone's like, oh, don't tell me your mom's here, right? I'm like, yeah.
She's an emotional vampire, like Colin Robinson from What We Do in the Shadows.
1,000%. 1,000%.
The worst.
She's absolutely. You should. And you know how when people first meet your mom, they're like, yeah, she's great.
She's so funny.
And then she came on a couple weekends last tour, and people were like, wow.
Everyone needs a nap after they talk.
And they're biting
their
tongue because it's me, it's my, and they're like, "She gone?" You know. And then when I go, "Yeah, she left this morning," they're like, "Can't you just feel? Don't you feel lighter? Isn't everything feel
better?" Sucks the air out of the room.
I'm like, I tried to tell you guys.
God, she's a brick.
So she texts me, good morning to you and your family.
Yeah, so formal.
Remember how we agree that you will be happy to replace? So I told her she couldn't come to Vegas, but I would send her elsewhere. So she's like, you would replace the Vegas trip for a Fort Lauderdale trip? Well, I have great news. Jane and I are able to go, if that's okay. I will send you my player's card picture and all this stuff. If you send me your happy blessings, I love you, Tums. I am still your mother. And then it says, dot, dot, dot. Sorry, I am still around.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm sorry that I'm alive.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah,
we're
of course.
Well, both of us, we're all bummed out, you know?
So I laughed so hard and I was like, yeah, sure, send me the information. Sorry I'm alive. Oh, fuck.
She's other level. I mean, she's coming to visit, and I've already planned out an itinerary for her. Like, the secret to mother-in-law visit is, like, no idle time.
By the way,
idle hands are the devil's playground with that one.
And you guys know, like, we love having her on the podcast. Do you know that even that is an exchange for her? Like, there's no such thing of her just being like, you're my son.
I love you.
Like, my dad would always just be like, I go, I'm going to call you, or I just surprise him with a call, or I want you to do this. Okay. Yeah. And the idea is like, why? He's like, well, you're my son. Yeah. So you're asking me to do something. I'll just do it. My mom's like, what's in it for me? I mean, I told her, I was like, we want a podcast when you come to visit. And she was like, hold on. And what am I getting for this? Like, it's always, there's got to be.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
There's always an exchange.
Not just like, you're my son. Sure.
I'm your mom.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was a real kiss.
Did you marry your mom?
Yeah.
Never. Oh, my God. Yeah, she is fucking just draining. Like, I'm already... Do you really... She's coming to visit us in, like, 3 weeks, and I'm already bracing for the drainage.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I don't know how to fortify that.
Well, I'll be gone, you know, every day.
Excuse me?
I'm
going
to leave her with you.
Don't you?
Yeah. It's your fucking problem.
Here's what we're planning on doing. Okay, so Sunday's church day. You know she loves the Lord. She's going to go to Israel and flick her bean to JC. But let's send her, like, we'll do, like, church day. She's up. She's going to church. I'm not taking her. We'll find someone to take her, maybe Jane. And then, like, hey, let's go tour other churches in the Austin area or, like, Dallas, Houston.
I know. And then she's like, it seems like you're trying to get rid of me. You give her some cash and you go, here you go. And then she's like, oh, okay.
Because the truth is, I almost puked, is that I do like her to be around our sons.
Yeah.
Because I think it's good for both of them. Like, she gets love, they get love, that generational whatever that I never got, obviously. Yeah. But I hear it's good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have grandparents that dote on you and stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I want to give that to them, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, may I plug my Vegas? October 7th, I'll be doing the Venetian Summit Showroom. And also, I've added a show in Denver, 7 shows in Denver. The 7th show will be at the South Club. So get those tickets right now. And I added a day. I'm coming in on Wednesday. Anyway, I'm just plugging.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
A limo driver that I was looking for someone to enjoy the night with. The introduction was made through the limo driver.
And what happened?
We had a few drinks. I had made some comments about wanting Coke, so we got in a limo and left, and we started drinking. I started snorting. He started smoking. I actually put my hand on his knee and started to rub up his thigh, and I performed oral sex on Barack Obama.
Yes.
Yes. Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mama in the fuck is dead!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza.
Barack Obama is gay. Barack is gay. Barack is gay. Smokes meth, does blow with gay guys in cars. Cooks up that cocaine. Meow meow. Tommy, I have a question.
I performed oral sex on Barack Obama.
Did he? He said he warmed up the cocaine, like to make it crack, or did I miss?
I think
misheard.
You missed that. Yeah. think, yeah.
That's so cool, though.
You know that guy ain't shit.
That guy ain't shit.
That's so weird.
Let me tell you something. This fucking guy, this guy is a real piece of work. He is, what's his name? Larry Sinclair.
Larry, little kiss and tell Larry is what we should call him.
Old kiss and tell?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? Keep that shit quiet.
You can't fucking just blow a guy and be quiet about it?
Yeah, Obama's cool. Let him fucking live.
The following day, I actually get a knock on my hotel room door in Gurnee, Illinois, only to find Barack Obama standing in front of it. He had actually come back for seconds.
Please.
I performed all sex on him in the hotel room at the Comfort Inn and Suites in Gurnee, Illinois.
Comfort.
Were there drugs involved in the second night as well?
There was.
Who produced those?
He actually brought those with him.
Now, Obama at that time was a state senator.
I actually had no idea who he was.
And then when did you find out that it was Barack Obama?
Watching the 2004 DNC convention.
Thank you very much, everybody. God.
He's like, hey, I fucking blew that guy.
And it hit me. And
he's so cute.
At the time, I was just kind of floored.
I mean, first of all, Obama's way better looking than this guy.
It's so upsetting. I feel like it's such an insult to... I think Obama should come out and be like, hey, look. A bunch of guys have blown me. But this fucking pig is out of his mind.
Yeah, he's gross.
He thinks I would lower myself to let him blow me.
By the way, at a Comfort Inn, like, come on. Obama's better than that. I don't buy this.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah,
based on looks alone.
Good afternoon.
And look.
My name is Montgomery Blair Sibley.
That's him at the time on the right, sitting down.
Oh, you have this press conference.
I perform fellatio.
He let fucking Nadav blow him?
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Look at him.
Crazy. It's a doppelganger.
Obama in the limousine during the time Senator Obama was smoking crack cocaine.
After the press conference,
you are arrested
by the D.C. Police Department upon the orders of Beau Biden, Attorney General for Delaware.
So this is Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden.
Apparently he had a grand jury indictment from 2 weeks after I went public on Obama accusing me of theft that never took place.
Shortly before you made these public allegations about Obama, you were contacted, you say, by a man named Donald Young.
Donald Young was the choir director in Jeremiah Wright's church in Chicago. Mm.
This is the church Obama attended.
Exactly.
And what did Donald Young tell you?
That he too had intimate relations with Barack Obama and had for years. And that I needed to protect myself, that they were going to come after me.
What happened to him?
He was shot point blank in his apartment
in
Chicago.
The murder was never solved?
No, it wasn't.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah.
This guy. So Larry Sinclair, just so you have the full...
Yeah, he's not cute.
So that press conference was in 08. Yeah. He lives in Cocoa. He has a long history of lying and of criminal fraud.
Mm-hmm.
He failed a polygraph when talking about his tryst with Obama.
Of course.
And then he published the book called Barack Obama and Larry Sinclair, Cocaine, Sex, Lies, and Murder?
Oh, boy.
He ran for mayor of Cocoa Beach and lost.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Gay man said he had sex with Obama in office. I mean, it's a wild thing. It is... I feel like it's very insulting to Obama. I feel like just, I mean, not politically. I'm saying just like, you know, when somebody approaches you and they're just way less attractive. And
it's like, upsetting.
I remember like when I would get hit on when I was a single man and it was like if it was like a really unattractive woman, I would be like, do you realize how fucking offensive this is right now?
It really is. It really is.
Like you're pitching yourself to me that I'm going to lower myself 8 tiers.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's fucking
like know your value.
Yeah.
You know?
No, exactly.
And also this is another reason why you should just deal with hookers. Like if he just had some male prostitute,
yeah,
this would not be an issue today.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just deal with hookers, dude. Everybody knows.
My own damn fry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just hire hookers.
Hire them, you dumb shit.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, Obama's the best. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's so handsome.
Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right?
God, it's nothing. Crazy. This interview that you got these clips from, this is amazing.
Yeah, pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Well, there you go.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Can I tell you something embarrassing?
Sure.
I realized not only do I not know the difference between a cheetah and a leopard, still don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference between Labor Day and Memorial Day, and I don't know when they occur.
This is very interesting. The only reason I've known when Labor Day is, and this is why I kind of know a little bit about the difference, Labor Day oftentimes kicks off the college football season. So I always know that that's in September.
Okay.
Memorial Day, I've heard many times, is in May. So I'm going with September for Labor Day. Memorial Day is in May. I know you don't wear white after Labor Day. Is that the whole thing?
I guess that's the rule.
Right.
That's which, is it because you get your period and it'll show through
in the fall?
Your
everyone
pants.
Gets their period in the fall.
Right.
And
or you
then,
get diarrhea in the fall because you're eating all those rich foods.
And you're getting chili
sharding.
For the first. You haven't had chili in months. And right. Now you're eating chili every day and you have diarrhea.
Everybody knows.
Labor Day, I've heard, is to celebrate like the labor force and the labor workers that have contributed to this country's, you know, evolution, like how
right, like Chinese people building railroads.
I mean,
and
it's
stuff.
Like thanks, laborers. The it's not like anybody on Labor Day is like, let's take a moment and really think about the contributions of the labor force.
Yeah, because you just get hammered and go out on
it's
the lake.
It's just like
right?
a Monday's off, and yeah. you're like, I think there's going to be a great game on tonight. That's what happens on Labor Day. You're like,
right.
there's going to be a good game tonight. And then Memorial Day, that's a little bit more significant because that's to honor those who have fallen in war.
Memorial Day,
the veterans who have died.
And then Veterans Day. So then what is
Veterans
Day?
Veterans Day is like all who have served. Memorial Day is those who have died.
You know,
this is what I'm guessing. Am I correct?
They
I
really
know.
Need to release a memo to explain this stuff.
You should explain it to our children.
To dummies yes. like me, yeah.
Yeah, federal holiday Labor Day celebrates the month, yeah, see, September, the American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers
boring.
To the development and achievements of the United States. I mean, it's a nice gesture, but who really gives a, who actually fucking...
Well, and what are we doing to those? Are we sending them checks?
Memorial Day is a federal holiday honoring the U.S. military personnel who have
we
died
should,
while serving.
We
correct.
Should send Labor Day people, like every laborer should just get a six-pack in the mail. Like,
that's
here's
a nice
your
thought.
Beer.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Veterans Day, federal holiday observed. Yeah, honoring military veterans. That's
so people
annually on November. See, I didn't know that was
I don't know
November.
When that shit is.
Yeah.
Yo, you could have asked me, like, when's Veterans Day? And yeah. I'd be like, no clue. February 14th. I have no clue when that is. That's in November.
Mm. I didn't know that was
I have
November.
No clue. And that's so close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And that's why they're like, don't wear your white. After Veterans
because you have,
Day.
After, yeah, because then you have diarrhea on your, all your nice Thanksgiving clothes. This is an excellent point. I also want to point out that Jimmy Buffett died.
Oh, I know.
And it was, you know, I guess
Margaritaville, our favorite place to go and have drinks and party.
And I would have never, like, I wouldn't have even commented on it except for the fact that my buddy, Bert Kreischer,
yeah,
he posted this photo of him meeting Jimmy Buffett, but then his caption, like, really floored me. It says, "I can't tell you how much this man meant to me.
Oh, my God.
It was an absolute privilege to know him. I've modeled so much of my life and career.
Oh, my God.
By the impression this he guy? And his music made on me growing up in Florida." I was like,
what?
Salt, salt, salt.
I got drunk.
I mean, yes. Jesus Christ. Pour yourself a margarita, put on songs you know by heart, and toast an absolute legend. Rip Jimmy Buffett. I mean, the thing that I took from that was when he goes, "I modeled my life
right.
and career after this guy's shitty music."
Right. Like, it's just songs fuck? About getting ripped.
Salt, salt, salt. Like, that's what you modeled after? I mean, I couldn't even help myself. I just wrote, "Jesus Christ, really?" on his, like, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
Can't think of a worse, I can't think of worse people to model your life. Like,
than drunks?
Yeah, what if you're like, you know, Def Leppard? I don't even know. What's like, it's just so stupid. This is the worst person to model your existence after.
I mean, and it's like you're modeling yourself literally after, like, the parrot heads. Those are like beach walkers that are just like, "I gave up on civilization. I just want to be drunk."
Yeah, they're just losers.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically a place you go. It's the last place you should go in a great location. For instance, if you're in, like, Cancun or something, it's where idiots go. Margaritaville, right?
Oh, my God. I mean,
it's the last place. It's like going to Chili's or something. I don't know, right? It's like, I just can't imagine.
It's like if you go, like, "Oh, Cheech and Chong died. I've modeled my life and career after the fact that they smoke a lot of weed."
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, Jesus. Unless we're missing something, did Jimmy Buffett have a philosophy of life that I'm unaware of?
Keep drinking?
Yeah.
Keep drinking. Have you woken up? You should drink more. You know what's crazy is we found,
oh,
by the way,
boy.
One of the things that I think Bert modeled his life and
Jimmy
career after.
Buffett.
So there's a song that he actually had kind of removed from his discography.
Scrubbed,
like, it's harder
if you
to
will.
Find.
Sure.
Scrubbed in many ways. It's called "Please Take Your Drunken 15-Year-Old Girlfriend Home." This is real.
Cool.
And so here's how it goes.
Yeah.
The chorus: "Please take your girlfriend home. She's only 15. She shouldn't be back here alone. I'm horny and my mind begins to roam. So please take your drunken 15-year-old girlfriend home."
Jesus.
Verse one: "She found Mama's Quaalude script. Took a few just right before the show. She's no beer drinker. She used the bathroom 15 times. I know. Her overtures were rather crude. Her boyfriend, he was more than rude to me. I'm 28 and I don't date. I still know classy women who like me." Chorus. "So please take your girlfriend home. She's only 15. She shouldn't be back here alone. I'm horny and my mouth begins to foam.
Jesus.
So please take your 15-year-old girlfriend home." Verse 2. "She said our show was rather dull. She liked Jethro Tull more than she liked us. She said a cab cost $20. I gave her 30 cents to ride the bus. When she hit me with a mic, something with which I could not agree. When she said she dug the harmonica player a whole lot more than she dug me. So please take your girlfriend home. She's only 15. She shouldn't be back here alone. Oh, take her to go read the Rolling Stone. And please take your 15-year-old girlfriend home." Wonderful song. Incredible lyrics. "I've modeled my life and career after this man." What a fucking dipshit.
What a dipshit.
Oh, God.
You know, but this idea of being of age and consent, this is new. You forget that Elvis Presley was banging Priscilla Presley, who was probably 15.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis was fucking his 13-year-old cousin who he married. I mean, this is nothing
new. The thing
new.
Is, you really have to be a high achiever.
To get that young a pussy?
Well, and for people to go, like, yeah. Because that's what happens. Like,
for sure.
Elvis is like, "I'm fucking a 15-year-old. Everyone's like, "Well, he's very successful."
Yeah.
He's like, "Guys."
You have to really entertain the shit out of people to get that kind of
the
racket
pass,
going.
Where they go, "Well, yeah, I mean, look what he's done."
But you know what's funny, or not funny, but it's true, is that in Europe, the age of consent is 16, I believe. And in some parts of Europe, I think in Italy, it might even be 15.
Well, the Italians have a different perspective.
How do you say cockroaches of Europe?
You have to see the pussy flower that grows like this when they are teens.
Hey. Oh, 14 years old is the age of consent.
Italy. Italia. Mi piace.
14.
Yeah.
Because I remember my dad one time, it was so gross. He was like, I mean, what's the big deal? I think 15 years old, you should know.
Well, that's why, though, is that he grew up around, like.
Right.
So you come to the States and they're like, hey, 18. You're like, hold the fuck on. 18. Am I fucking an old lady? Yeah.
You should be pumping out kids at 14.
Speaking of consent, you know what happened in Spain?
What?
So the women's world, the winners of the Women's World Cup was Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe what happened here is that the coach, in like his excitement of winning, grabbed a women's player and kissed her.
Mm-hmm. On the mouth?
Yeah.
And mouth kisses?
It sent like all of Spain.
So in, what? Right? Maybe, is he cute? Yeah, he's hot. He can kiss her.
That's it.
So what? That's like a, not a tongue.
That's the thing right there.
And they're foreigners. Foreigners do that shit.
And then since
she's not straight anyway. It's
she
fine.
Got, she's like upset about it.
She the, is?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Cute, though. I wouldn't mind kissing him.
I think it all, here's the thing. When people are outraged, the whole thing is like who you do it to.
Of course.
Right?
And because if you're hot.
Well, it is.
But don't you think your hotness should negate, like Elvis was hot.
Yeah, sure.
This guy's good looking. He should be able to kiss her on the lips.
Well, the thing is, she's like, takes it as a full violation, right? Like, isn't her position that like, I was kissed against my will?
And, well, like, what is
it's it? Humiliating.
It's technically true.
And then they've come down on him, like the head of the, yeah. So Jorge Vilda has been sacked from his role as head coach of the Spanish women's soccer team amid the ongoing fallout over the unwanted kiss that soccer chief, okay, Luis Rubiales gave a player at the Women's World Cup. So the coach is the guy, is not the one who did it, right?
Yeah, he that was, guy's the coach.
And he's gone now. Just because he like signed off on it or whatever?
Well, he's not going to rat out his boss and be
right.
like...
Well, Rubiales has apologized for his actions, described the kiss as mutual, a claim that the woman,
yeah.
Hermoso, denied, saying she was not respected. He was handed a 90-day suspension. I mean, I had actually heard this news and hadn't seen that footage. And I understand that kissing somebody against their will,
sure.
But you feel like you win the World Cup and like emotions are heightened.
It's too irrational.
I don't know.
And also,
I feel like even women are going to have different opinions on this.
Look, it is the heat of the moment. They're both adults. First of all, and also in male sports and foosball,
yeah.
You guys are always slapping each other's asses and dick slaps yeah. and all that, right?
Yeah.
Hitting each other's cocks, scissoring each other in the locker
this
room.
This is so, I don't know.
I don't, to me, I don't think it's, and she's smiling. She doesn't look creeped out when it happens.
She just won the World Cup.
Yeah, she's
stoked. But also, I mean, I could see almost anybody doing that in that moment.
Yeah, he's like, you right? did great. Mwah. And it wasn't like a prolonged, it
he
was like, yeah, I think it's an excited, innocent. He doesn't tongue her. He doesn't hold her head
look
there.
How happy.
Yeah, he's just so, pumped. Yeah. I don't know. I look. Then again, you know, sometimes women have been assaulted or something
yeah,
in the past, and it's you don't know what her history is. If this happened to me, I'd be like, it's a big nothing burger. I'd be like, oh my god, the fucking guy just kissed. Did you guys see that?
I wouldn't think two things of it either. I
would sure. Like, and he's, you know, he's got a lot of money and he's handsome. I'd be like, hey, maybe I can score the president of the football team. You know what I mean, or whatever football club. What do you call this shit? Maybe I'll fucking hook up with this guy. You know what I mean? And also, yeah. Anyway, I'm way more a bit of a pig when it comes to this stuff.
I have to say that I probably would have just kissed each one.
Each of the
every player. Yeah. I mean, like, we won the World Cup. Mm, you too.
And on their tetas?
Yeah, of course.
Show me your tits.
A 140 teta? Yeah. You're so sweaty. I like it. I like that you stink.
Yeah, I mean, it was a public display.
Yeah.
He's not really,
I don't know.
And they're a fucking Spaniards. Aren't they more heated?
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
They're like, hey, passion, love, romance, whatever.
You didn't respect me when you, I mean, it's a kiss in the moment, isn't it? Like,
what are we, Americans now?
And then this furthers that whole gay fucking thing that people are like, you should ask someone, can I give you a kiss? No, you shouldn't. Know.
Well, we had to remember when we were asking consent for our babies and we had to change their diapers. That took five whole minutes every time. Blink
okay
once
I,
for yes.
Is it okay if I change your poopy diaper? And the baby would go,
okay. Yeah, it's too far. It's an
too
overcorrection.
Much.
I
all
mean,
right.
Again, maybe she's been assaulted. I don't fucking know, dude.
Anyway, we stand with you, coach.
Yeah. Frigid bitch, right? Yeah.
I mean, you won the World Cup. Fucking chill the fuck out a little bit.
No.
Show a little excitement. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we are very excited to welcome to the podcast for the first time, Mr. Dan Soder, everybody. Yeah. Let him hear it.
Thank you, guys.
I want to make sure that we tell people they can see you on tour, dansoder.com for tickets, and the new podcast, The Regs, with Luis Gomez, Robert Kelly, Joe List. You can listen to Gas Digital.
Gas Digital, YouTube, Luis J. Gomez, too.
Excuse me, Luis J. Gomez.
Don't try to fight me if okay. I don't correct you.
And pretty soon, there'll be a new Soder podcast.
Yeah, starting one up. Starting me and a guest.
You and a guest.
Soon.
Okay.
It has to happen because that's comedy.
Yeah. You got to have it. You got to have the video. You got to be able to download it. And it's just got to be you talking shit with somebody.
Yeah. And if you don't, like, I wonder if you get fired from comedy, they're like, turn in your podcast.
Turn it
like,
in.
Like, your badge and your gun.
It sounds like. No. It almost feels like you have to have one. It's almost like saying you don't have a website or something.
It feels that way. Yeah. It feels as, you know what? It feels as dumb as when I was one of the last people to go to texts. Mm-hmm. When text came out on cell phones, I was like, call me. Why wouldn't you just text me? And then my roommate, who's my buddy, was like, you're the dumbest person I've ever met. You have to have text messaging. And I turned it on and all these texts came through and I was like, oh, so everyone's doing this. And they're like, yeah, was this for years.
2019?
This is honestly later than you think it is. I think it was like 06.
Really?
Oh, wow.
05 or 06, where it was a girl that I was like trying to pursue. And I was like, I haven't heard from her. And my buddy was like, you don't have text messaging turned on. And I was like, yeah, but who's texting?
Everybody.
I said it like, this isn't going to take off.
Yeah. Were you still doing the Attell version and doing like AAA?
Yeah.
For like,
does he still do that?
Oh, yeah.
He was doing, when I saw him last, he was like, text me. I sent him a text and then I saw him open the flip phone.
How do you still even find one?
And do like, you know, three taps to get to the right letter. And you're like, whoa.
Soon you're going to have to walk a giant staircase on a mountain to see Attell. He's just going to be in like one of those. Yeah. I feel like he's going to be a monk. Yeah. Where you're going to be like, to see David, you must pass these tests.
Yeah. That's cool.
I love that he still rips cigarettes.
Yeah.
God, I miss cigarettes.
Do you?
Did you guys smoke?
Me too. Yeah. For 17 years, and I loved it.
You still miss it?
Every day. I love the way it smells. I love it watching other people smoke. I think it's a great habit. It keeps you thin. You're meditating.
It's good
you're
for
breathing
you.
In fire. Yeah.
You look
it's
cool
good for
as
you.
Shit.
It's
that's
so
the thing.
Cool.
Why are we acting like cool. But here's the thing.
So
you look
cool.
I think you look cool. If you are cool, because when you see some animal smoking, like standing waiting for the bus, and he's like,
I miss them the most. You know, that's like, why I miss it the most.
But I'm saying,
when I see someone close to killing themselves, where that cigarette's the only thing that holds them, that's what I miss.
But when you see, but when the person is like, you know, he's like morbidly obese, he's got slides on, right? Yeah. Like he's got a torn, you're like, this guy looks like shit. And you're like, oh, he looks worse. But like when someone sexy is smoking, you're like, oh.
It's the Florida smoker that's gross. Like when it's hot out and the guy's a dirt bag.
Dude, yeah. Hot cigarettes.
Or in the car? You see them in the car?
Oh, the
now.
Yeah.
I will say car cigarettes are what I miss possibly the most.
The most, really?
Oh, my God. Just being criticizing someone's driving while a cigarette bounces in your mouth and you, as you try to light it, you go, fucking merge. And then you're like, I love it. I miss it so much. But hot cigarettes and cigarettes when you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
When you're like walking fast somewhere and you're like, those are the two worst.
Yeah. Yes.
But cold weather, cold
raining, and you have like outside, but you're under some awning or something.
We're really romancing this drug right
now. I love it. So good.
My fiance and I have an agreement. We're staying in what we call the blast radius.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere where a nuke can get dropped and that wave hits.
Yeah.
So New York. We're staying in New York for that reason.
Yeah.
Because if there ever is threat of nuclear fallout, cigarette time.
First time.
For sure.
Like downstairs to the bodega.
For sure.
How long have you been, 10 years I haven't smoked.
10 years.
But I still smoke weed, and I think it's half because I like getting high, half because I really miss cigarettes.
Yeah.
And they have these cigarettes in Colorado when weed went legal called... what are they called? They sell them at Green Solutions. They're called Incognitos.
Oh.
They look like cigarettes, cigarette paper, cigarette butts, filled with weed.
Oh. Wow.
And I'll tell you what. I got one of those, and I had a rental car, and I was driving around my old neighborhood that I grew up in, mm-hmm. smoking it, feeling like I was smoking a cigarette. Yeah. I had to pull over.
Really?
Because when it hit me, I was like, this isn't a cigarette.
Yeah.
I smoked the whole thing, and I was
shit.
I was just parked by one of my old friend's houses, just sweating in the winter, you know, like where you're like, oh, dude, just don't freak out. Don't freak the fuck out. It happened to me once there, and then once I was like, oh, I'll do it again, and I'll only smoke half, and I smoked half, and I got too high to go inside the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate when that
happens. Just sat in the car, and I was like, go in.
Too high to talk.
It's what's
to people.
Kept me from more weed in the last, I would say, even actually the last 20 years. Like when I moved to LA, I was ripping bongs every day and every night.
And feeling no anxiety.
I mean, I would get hot. Yeah, no anxiety. And then all of a sudden, you know, I started to get into more like day job stuff. And so it just sort of tapered down because that was out of college.
Sure.
So, you know, it's like reducing. Then, you know, It's weekends, so the weekdays stopped smoking. So my tolerance like just went away after, because I just stopped.
Yeah.
And then when I tried to go back, someone was like, I had such fucking devastating panic and paranoia.
Really? Like, was it the first time? Do you remember the time it happened? Do you remember the incident?
I remember a few. I remember a few times where it had been a minute.
Yeah.
And I remember doing it. I never really understood people doing it before stand up, and I don't drink before stand up. I don't do anything.
You never did? You never drank or anything? Did you ever drink or anything before?
I tried it. I remember when I was featuring for you, the one time I like featured for you.
I've tried it,
maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I did an Indianapolis when I was a brand new feature act, and I was like, never again. Because you can't gauge how you're doing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I felt sloppy. Like it at all. I don't like it because it makes me, I don't like that the fact that like if something doesn't work, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, it's because you're not quick right now. You
spiral.
I start to go like.
Yeah, you start slipping.
I don't like it.
I only recently stopped getting high before I go on stage.
Oh, wow.
Really? I started, for the first however many years, I would want to say 9 years of, 8 or 9 years of doing stand-up, I would do a shot and a beer before every set.
What?
And then I would have beers. I did, I blacked out a couple times on late shows.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like television late show spots.
No. Has that been awesome? Conan, I'm just like, suck my dick, you ginger. I do what the fuck I want, Leno. Your chin's fucking annoying me. No, it was, I remember it was at Laughs in Kirkland, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like light, you know, it was very light. And so the first show was fun, but I was like, oh, I'll keep drinking. And then I had a friend come out that I hadn't seen in years, and we were like doing shots. And then I don't remember the late show.
And did you hear how it went, though?
They were like, this is the worst part. They were like, it was unbelievable.
Oh.
And so then you're like, I found the secret sauce.
Oh, no. that's so why they warn you not to do that.
Yes.
Because they go, if you go, oh, this is what it
That's what it
helps.
Is.
Yeah.
There were times doing the bonfire where Jay and I would get high. We'd smoke a joint before the show. And it's like, you know, SiriusXM, very corporate, but we'd just be out front ripping joints the entire time. Sometimes Jay would bring joints that were too strong, and he can handle his shit. He's a big boy. He can get real high. Dude, we would go on air, and I'd just be like...
That's the worst.
I hate that. I hate that feeling. Dude, it's, I mean, you're making me anxious right now.
I'm sorry.
No, just hearing about it. Because
there was moments, I think you can listen back to some episodes where we're talking, and at one point I go, I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. Because I was just like, in my head, like, what the fuck?
Panic.
The Columbus Funny Bone was one of the hardest I've ever bombed.
Yeah. They're on top of you.
They're on top of you.
That's a phenomenal room.
And I went there in 2009 with Rogan. He shot a special the next day.
Okay.
So he was like, I want to do the club because it's like an off day.
Sure.
The night before I tape. Great. So fly in town. I'm with him and Ari. I don't know if somebody else was on the show. I can't remember. But anyway, we're in the parking lot and he's like, hit it. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't do that. And he's like, come on. You know, just like, don't be a bitch.
Yeah. That'll get me every time.
Yeah, of course. You're like, I'm not a bitch. So I just take a deep pull, right? And I'm not smoking a lot at the time. Yeah. And it's his weed, which is always.
It's like the, crazy. It's not even weed at that point.
No,
it's
always
a different drug.
Yeah. It's always some crazy. You're like, is this meth? What is this, right? And I remember just being like right away being like, right? Like, oh God. And then I go like, what's the order? What are we going to do? And he's like, how about you go first? And then I'm like, okay. So I walk out. First, I run into Stroop, who at the time, you know, everyone's like
Don Juan.
They go, you got to like show
you
out.
You kill
for
in
Stroop.
Front of him. And people that don't know out of context, Dave Stroop lived in Columbus. And if you went to the Funny Bone and did well there when you were coming up, your calendar could get set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could see your act.
Yeah. He'd be like, I want you to open for this person, this person, this person.
And then you go kind of like.
That's how you start.
Yeah.
He was already giving me work, but it was like second hand, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my agent or something.
But this
was
the first time he was going to see you in the flesh.
See me in person. So I meet him.
You're giving me back that anxiety. We're doing anxiety tennis right now.
And I'm like, I'm like, hey, man. And then he's like, oh, you know, heard some good things. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah,
so I go out there and out of the gate, out of the gate, just so flat. Like I make a off the cuff comment that doesn't land. And then I go into my act and I mean, there's no dressing this up. I just bomb.
Because when you're high, you're so locked in.
Yeah.
You're so locked into what you know that you're like, some people can fuck around.
Yeah.
Like I've seen Jay get high before.
Sure. Like a Rory Scovel.
Smoked a whole joint before a TV
LSD
tape.
Yeah. Before. And you're like, how do you even.
Yeah. Rory can do it. But like what
Rory
I was
disappeared
just,
on the John Oliver show and came back.
What?
Reeking like weed and had one of the best sets I've ever seen in my life.
That's
one of the best sets I've ever seen.
He can do that though. He's
I
just,
can't do that.
When I got past at the Cellar, I'm maybe there for like 3 months at the time and I'm still drinking, but I'm like very worried about doing well at that club.
Uh-huh.
I was like hyper focused on like, I got to do great. It was the weekend and Big J comes down in the stairwell. He's like, you going up soon? It was the late show. He goes, just take a couple hits. Mm-hmm. Come on. And I go, all right, fine. Now, usually I'll smoke like at least 30 minutes before the show. This was right before I was going up. And so I take a hit. I'm like, all right. And then they bring me on stage. I remember this vividly. I did a joke, a new joke that had been working. And this girl in the audience gets up to leave. And I go, oh, miss, where are you going? She goes, I heard you do this last week.
Hey.
She waves me off like that. She goes, I heard you do this last week. And I'm like, yeah, well, what do you go to a concert and they just jam and I'm starting to spiral and then Bill Maher and Esty walk in the room and go to the side where they like, so now the booker and fucking Bill Maher are just sitting there and I'm like, I gotta kill, but I can't do shit that maybe some people have seen. So I'm like going in my Rolodex and it was just.
That's the worst when you bomb in front of people who make very big decisions in this business.
Yeah.
I've eaten dicks in front of like club owners, bookers. I bombed out my late night. What was it? Live at Gotham?
Yeah.
You know how they gave you 7 minutes?
Yeah.
I finished my audition in five.
Like, yeah. I'm scared. And thank you.
Yeah. Did Esty talk to you about the set?
No.
That didn't even come up.
And then Bill Maher later was like, hey, like said something or whatever. And I was like, there's no way you thought that was good.
Yeah.
Because I was scratching at the walls. Yeah. It's for anyone that works at a, like a regular job. Or a place outside of comedy, if your boss just sat down next to you at your desk and was like, why are you doing it like that? And you're like, I don't know, because I'm extra nervous that you're sitting next to me than if you were high. So recently, and my fiance laughs because I come home from doing stand-up not high, and I'm like, it went great.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's
crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the recipe?
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't fucking loaded on stage. Yeah. Just be like, what'd you say,
that's
man?
So...
Dude, when I got off too, I ran into Strip.
What did he say? No.
He was like, and I was like, yeah, you know, he's like, what happened up there? And I was like,
Joe does drugs.
I'm so high right now.
Joe does a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And he forces it on us.
Oh my God.
And he brought it, he was like, I go, what did you, because later on I got to, you know, time went by.
Sure. And then, like, it worked out.
It worked out. But yeah. I was like, what did you, he was like, I didn't know what was happening.
Oh.
He's like, I'd heard about you, like, search your name.
Yeah.
And then when I saw, I was like,
dude, it's so bad. But I do feel like people that watch comedy a lot, like these Dave Stroops of the world and Adam Egget, they know what's good and what's
bad.
They
kind
of
do.
And they can tell if a guy is probably good but having an off, something's not right that day.
Yeah.
You know, you can usually tell what level somebody's at.
Yeah, you can kind of.
They can have a bad
day. You see that you're like, there's someone proficient, but he's off.
Something's wrong.
Going first and locking up.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Just going first is tough already.
He made me do it. I would say made me because I'm going to blame him.
Yeah.
But I remember we did a theater in Vancouver also in that era, like 07, 08, 09, something like that. And he was like, hit this. And I was like, and then I did. And then I went on there. And I didn't bomb.
Yeah.
But I was so like, you know, like you hear like, I was like.
Yeah.
Like during the set, I, you know, just so jittery. And then.
Yeah, because you got squirrel energy.
I got off and I was like, oh, sorry about that. And he was like, what? I was like, oh, it didn't feel good. He was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I was hearing things. He goes, those were applause breaks. I was like, no.
That's like the opposite of the Stroop thing.
Yeah, I was like, no, I was hearing other stuff.
And he
was
so like, that was awesome.
Great. I was like, no, I don't enjoy that. I can't do that anymore. Like, that was too much for me.
Montreal, I think it was when I met you in 2012. That was like one of the only times we met. Montreal 2012. Ari was like, hey, I'm doing a storyteller show.
And there's a lot of drugs.
And we're going to eat mushrooms. And everyone's going to tell a story about when they ate mushrooms. And I was like, done. He's got them in the green room. We eat them. And then he comes back to me and goes, it's only me and you that are eating them. Everyone else doesn't want to do them. And I'm like, what? Why? Why now? And I go, can I go first? Because I started.
Yeah.
When
he
said no one else was doing it, I was like,
to get like,
okay, but you got a host. So who am I going to hang out with?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, just do your story first. And I went up there and it was going so. It was at the Cleopatra.
Yeah.
You know, that like strip club that's upstairs. Yeah. It was going so well. And then a light under the stairs that lets people know where the stairs are. Turned on, turned off, and turned back on.
Oh, no.
And it was like that.
It just freaked you out?
Fucking, I was done. I just started bombing, and I got off stage. Second I started bombing, I was like, all right, I actually am on mushrooms. I got to go. I'm going to go take a walk and listen to music.
That's the nice way to, funnier, you have to do that.
And then I did. Yeah. I walked out of the Cleopatra, and I just walk around Montreal listening to my iPod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to if you want to see me bomb, give me some weed. I'm sure I will just eat shit.
That's kind of a fun idea.
I've even done shows where like it's a high show, like in Toronto.
Yeah.
And the room is just full of weed. And I got a contact high so bad that I couldn't even remember my set list. Yeah. And I had to like open my book and be like, dude, where am I? Like I was forgetting punchlines because I don't smoke pot, you know?
When you start scrambling and you're like, I remember there's
fucking A.
You start to go fast. Dude, fast.
At the old Creek in the Cave, they used to do the show Midnight Run and they would do those volcano bags, you know?
Where
you
hit
those huge volcano bags. And it was right when Macho Man Randy Savage died. And so they were like, come by and do the ghost of Macho Man. And so I hit the vape bag and I went out there with those like silly sunglasses and I was doing Macho Man and I could feel myself about to pass out.
Oh, really?
Where I was like, dude.
Do you do a good Macho Man?
Yeah, but I was like, do not collapse.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of like, yeah, very much. And I just saw my eyes starting to close, and I was like, I gotta go. And I just left, and I sat in the back like, because, dude, the last thing I needed was just to fall down those glasses.
Oh, man. What's the, I haven't heard you do it, but you do a good Chappelle?
Oh, yeah. We prank phone called Chappelle on Legion of Skanks.
You called him?
No, we prank phone called a Fox News producer that thought Louis J. Gomez had given her Dave Chappelle's number, but he had given her Dave Smith's number. It's on YouTube, and it's part of the episode, but I was just at home playing video games, and they were like, hey, can you call this lady as Dave Chappelle? Mm-hmm. And she fucking bit, dude.
She bit hard.
And it was like, I was trying to just keep talking about how important Louis was to comedy, but then I would just add different things in where I'd be like, I've heard he's got a very dangerous foot fetish. I wouldn't show you toes if I was around him. And she was like, oh my God, I think I was wearing open-toed sandals. So she like thought she was talking to Chappelle.
That's great.
That's
man.
Amazing. Yeah.
Were you always doing him? Like, was that?
I'm a massive Chappelle fan.
Sure.
In 2012 at the Cellar, I got blackout drunk and hung out with him. Mm-hmm. And I was like telling him old bits he hadn't done on any specials. And I think it freaked him out. And I've stayed away from him ever since.
Ever since then.
Because I felt that moment where I was like, I think this is a lot.
Too much.
Oh, I was like, do you remember you used to, the what white people eat bit was so much longer. And he was like, man, you know my bits better than I do. Yeah. But he did have, I had the coolest moment possibly ever in stand-up, speaking of cigarettes, at the Cellar that night. He got off stage and he came and hung out at the table, and he was sitting next to me holding a cigarette. And I was like, I always want to know what kind of cigarettes. I've been going to see you since I was 16.
Yeah.
I just want to know what kind of cigarettes you smoke. And he was like, oh, I smoke American Spirits. And he handed me one.
Yeah.
I was like, we're at the table at the Olive Tree.
Yeah.
Inside. And I go, oh, you want to go smoke a cigarette? And he goes, smoke right here. And I go, well, I can't because I need this place for rent. But you're Dave Chappelle. You can smoke here if you want to. And he goes, you can if Dave Chappelle lights you a cigarette. And I looked at Esty, and Esty went like that. And I swear to God, by the third drag, every waiter and bartender was staring at me like, fucking Soder gets to smoke inside.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I took a couple hits and I put it in like the ashtray, and Esty was like, thank you.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, that was, I got smoke inside.
That's the ultimate measure of fame.
Yeah.
Is that there's literally places where they go like, the city will fine us and shut everything down, and police are going to come. And he's like, I'm Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And then he just smokes.
Yeah. I,
and you're just standing in the hallway and you're like, you can do this. And he's like, I can. And he just smokes.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
I would put money on, I bet he could smoke at a hospital.
He probably would.
Yeah. We'd be like, probably. Oh, that baby's about to be delivered. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
congratulations, it's a boy. I'm not supposed to be doing this so close to your newborn's face.
So true.
Well, damn. Hey. I can't believe you shoved that out of your pussy, lady. Your pussy is never going to be the same. He's just sitting there. He's hitting the baby with his knee with the umbilical cord. Dave, can you knee the umbilical cord?
Yeah. It's crazy. I remember at the Comedy Store, just in that hallway.
Just ripping butts.
In the hallway.
Crazy.
Like ripping cigarettes.
I know, but when you think back to like, it wasn't that crazy.
It wasn't that crazy.
20 years.
Not,
when, 20, like 90.
But to get away with that.
Remember you could smoke on airplanes? Like
I've never remembered
that. The best. When I would fly to like Hungary.
Yeah.
Dude, you international smoke the whole time. Was crazy.
International, what they would do is they would go, you know, you're in a big plane with, let's say, 300
you're in
people.
A tube.
Yeah. They go, all right, rows 27 back are smoking section.
Yeah.
And like,
row 26 is like, man, fuck you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you just see smoke.
Plumes.
Just whole cloud of smoke and people back there just ripping the whole time.
Dude, and I love that because my parents didn't know I smoked. So I'd be on these flights and I'd be like, dude, like I can say, I was in the smoking section.
Oh, you blame it on everybody.
Yeah, so
the thing is, I think one of the big things about smoking too now is that everybody who wants to smoke goes, can you smoke here?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a stutter step.
And then like Dave, what he does is he just smokes.
Yeah.
And people are like, are you fucking crazy? And he goes, huh? And then you're like, then they go like, that guy? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Check my IMDb.
Yeah.
This is allowed. Stanhope was doing that for a while.
Yeah, you just smoke.
Stanhope had a great special that he filmed at Gotham Comedy Club, and he like changed the interior so it doesn't look like it. I think it was a Showtime special, and he opens by smoking, and he goes, yes, I can smoke because there's some flaw in your theater laws that because of that, I can smoke on stage because you guys don't want to fuck up a version of a Tennessee Williams play. I think is like the line that he said. And he's just ripping butts, and you're like,
I love it.
I want to get back to
that. Thinking about smoking, the only thing I would do differently if I could go back and do it again is buy multiple cartons at once. Because
you were broke usually when you.
Yeah.
Like, so was I.
So
was
stupid. Like, I should just buy multiple packs. I would only do one at a time because I shared the delusion that this might be my last.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll quit by the time these are gone. And like that never happened.
Then you get to 3 cigarettes and you go, I got to go get a pack.
Yeah.
Man, Bobby Kelly and his wife quit when I first started opening for him. And he was like, yeah, dude, I don't know. We're done smoking. Come over to my house. I got 3 cartons. And it was like a cartoon cloud of dust that I was gone and at his house. Like,
let me
get them. I don't care what they were. They were Parliament Lights and these weird camel black packs with like a pink outline.
You just ripped those up.
I mean, dude, 3 cartons in my freezer. It was the fucking best.
Remember when you were a real smoker and if you switched brands, it would give you a cough.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh, sorry, I'm adjusting to these Marlboro mediums.
That's so gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like your body would get used to that toxin.
Or like when you'd be like, what do you got, Marlboro Lights?
Yeah.
I'm a Camel Lights guy.
I can't Yeah, Camel Lights was what I was into.
That's what I was. That was up until, and now they're called Camel Blues.
Yeah, that's super gay.
I don't know why. Whatever. Yeah, but dude, the second Russia's like, we're going to nuke you.
Yeah.
I'm back. Call me Joe Camel.
You know, I had a teacher. Yeah, I've told this before, but I had a teacher, a history teacher in high school. And Mr. Stein, shout out to Mr. Rippin, peace. But he was like, a lot of times he would just sit and talk. You know, he wouldn't teach, just talk about life. And he was like, what do I miss the most? Smoking. And he goes, I'll tell you this. If I am ever diagnosed with cancer, the next thing I will do is buy cigarettes and smoke them. And, you know, in high school, he was definitely in his 50s or whatever. And then I found out, you know, I'm out of college, whatever. They go, Mr. Stein got cancer. And I was like, is he smoking? They're like, how'd you know that?
I love a man that comes through on his word.
Yeah.
He's like, Mr. Stein, sit down. Yeah. We found a tumor the size of a baseball. He's like, fuck. I know what I'm doing immediately after
that. Got his smokes.
Maybe that is the way to like.
He's like, if I'm going out, I'm going out smoking.
You should put that on your chart so your doctors know where they go. Good news, bad news. What do you want first? You go, bad news, cancer. Good news, smoke again.
You smoke again.
This thing is aggressive.
Yeah, you're not going to last very long.
You got 3 months. I'd get your house in order, but also buy a couple extra lighters.
Yeah, you're going to need them.
Going through.
It's pretty wild.
So, yeah.
Speaking of gay, you live in New York, and you've worked in corporate America in a way, right? As an employee.
Oh,
Were you forced to watch this?
Now, you will watch a video about gender. The video is audio described for people who are blind or have low vision. In a classroom, 2 people present.
We're going to take 2 minutes to talk about gender.
Oh, this has nothing to do with me.
Well, actually, gender does have to do with you.
Not to me.
Hold on. Everyone has a relationship with gender.
Whether you've thought about gender a little or a lot, it has impacted you. How you were named, what clothes you wear, expectations about what jobs you can do, and you get the point. Yep, every single person watching this video has been taught about gender from the very beginning, from birth.
So this video,
oh my God,
is the New York City Commission on Human Rights has been requiring businesses with more than 15 employees to submit workers to gender training. And so this training includes a mandatory video.
Dude, I quit immediately.
That teaches that biological sex can be changed. But
it's just crazy when you take corporate speak, because it's got the corporate feel.
I know.
Of let's not get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
With what's supposed to be progressive ideas.
Yeah.
And you're like, so you're just making them worse?
You're
just making it cornier. And
there's no way to do this in a cool way. Like, they're trying to make it cool.
Yeah.
You know,
like, what if they just show a surgery of a dick getting cut off from there?
So and
that would be the fucking.
Do I have your attention? You're smoking a cigarette? Yeah. Do I got your attention? We're lopping off cocks here. And you go, what is this about?
Split open.
Oh! And they go, you think that elbow skin is just an elbow? Wrong. Whoa. If you're a lady who wants a cock, it's a dick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we like to define people, right? So when people are born, society defines them by looking at their reproductive organs and labels them male or female.
Mm. What's up with that?
That's wrong.
Well, actually, it's more complicated than that.
Well, let's just see. Yeah. If she has a big enough pussy, we're going to call her something else.
Oh, boy.
Dude, that is...
Wait, I'm learning. Hold on. It's more complicated?
It is more complicated.
Well, gender can be broken down into gender expression or gender identity. Okay. Let's look at some gender identities.
I'm Sophie, and I'm cisgender. The majority of people in our world identify as cisgender, sometimes without us even knowing it. Cis means I identify with the gender I was assigned at birth. When I was born, the doctor said,
it's a girl.
And I still identify as a woman today.
Oh, that's pretty cool. It worked out.
The majority of
people. She goes,
I'm Samara. I'm also a woman. So when I was a baby.
Man holds a blue blanket.
That's so funny. Boy. Hold on. Hold on. Pause that. How do we know that's a man? They've already broken their own rules. When they're talking to the blind people, the blind guy goes, I don't know. Let me smell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a man.
He's definitely a smoker.
Yeah. He's wearing perfume, but it's perfume for a lady.
The blanket revealing a pink one.
No. I'm a trans woman. I identify as a woman. Even though when I was born, I was assigned something different.
And if a basketball player flies me out to fuck him, I'm a secret.
Man who is deaf signs.
I'm Garrett. I'm a cisgender man. When I was born, everyone said...
People throw blue
put him in a Put him in a river. He's defective.
I identify as a man.
Wow. No, this one doesn't work.
There you go. Yeah, this one's busted. What do you want to do?
You want to keep it?
You want to Moses him? We can put him in a basket and throw him in a river.
Hi, I'm Bailey.
Oh, my God.
People surround Bailey with pink.
And I'm also a man, even though I was assigned female at birth.
People tear away pink to reveal blue.
I'm a trans man.
Hi, I'm C.
Hi, I'm Lindsay, and we're non-binary.
For me, that means I don't identify as either a woman or a man.
C and Lindsay are handed multicolored balloons.
And for me, that means I don't identify with a gender at all.
Lindsay tosses balloons.
I think the thing that I would be most bothered by is just having to watch this video.
That's what I was just
thinking. None of the messages I would just be like, don't make me fucking watch this
video. I know trans people. I know non-binary people. And I'm all down. I know them as people.
Yeah.
Totally down with them. And I'm 100% want to support them and make them feel as comfortable. When you bring in this shit.
Yeah.
This feels like the video they showed us at Bed Bath & Beyond when I used to unload trucks.
Yeah.
And they were like, you guys are doing something good. You're like, we're counting loofahs.
Yeah.
No. There's zero chance for doing it. But it's
that corporate fake feel.
It's phony.
Right. Yeah. You guys are team. We're team players.
Yeah.
And also, like, having to sit there and not be able to giggle as playing, that would kill my soul more than anything
else. That's the bonding exercise at a job.
Yeah.
Is when you have to watch this and be like,
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go, the fucking deaf guy?
And he goes, oh, come on, clearly a guy. This is where another deaf guy's upset. He goes, oh, but you don't do captions? Doing it for the blind guy, but no captions. Dude, this is wild. Because what they is they're like basically being like, we're going to set up traps for ourselves.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can get... The thing about the left that's different than the right is the right has a hard point where, like, the second you're not with America, they're like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the left, they're like, I can out-liberal you. Yeah. I can out-progress. I can out... It's always like, I can be more progressive than you. And you're
also, you know that, like, that this is produced just so somebody in charge gets to go, you know what I did? I made everybody watch a video that sucks. That shows how good of a person I am.
I love everybody. And then meanwhile, they go online and they're like going to porn stars, Instagrams, being like, you fucking slut. Yeah, what are you doing? You fucking slut. By the way, guys, did you guys all watch the gender video? That I made. It is so corny, too.
It's so corny. It's so bad. It's so shitty.
If you're going to make something like this that's going to step in it, fucking step in it.
I mean, let's call it out. Paul Rossi. Thanks, Paul Rossi, for your shit
fucking
video.
Dipshit.
I hope.
Yeah, can I tell you something? I would rather watch these two do the whole video.
Yeah.
And be like, you're looking at me and you're thinking, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Do you want to see it? And you go, I do want to see it.
My name is C. Is that annoying as fuck?
Yeah.
but that's what I've chosen to be, annoying.
Yeah, I'm annoying.
Yeah, I'm annoying.
Am I going to roll my eyes when you say, excuse me, miss? Probably.
Yeah. Do you not know enough annoying people? Well, I'm one.
Here's a video chock full of them.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Man in a blue blanket.
I think it's the complete, like, catering to it, like the tone. It's like everyone's great with this. Like I agree. There's no real through line.
At least I'll give them the credit. At least they did the video, the part where she's like, most of the world's like me.
Mathematically, I know the numbers. Yeah.
You know, when you meet like a large group of people, they'll mostly be like me. Yeah. But there might be a couple people.
But if you got some outliers floating around, they should have a couple of those in the video where they go like that.
Right.
Or they
go,
unlike C.
Zinzers, eh?
Just know at your barbecue, you're going to have to get briefed by your partner. What do I say? How do I say it?
Just call them C. C, like the fucking letter C. They should have that scene, you know?
Yeah. Is that happening in Judork Titties where straight people are calling their significant other partner even though they're hetero?
When it happens, partner. It makes me so mad because partner was our generation's version of roommate. Like back in the 70s where they'd be like, oh, my dad and his roommate. And he's like, oh, your dad's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we were growing up, it was like, this is so-and-so and their partner. Yeah. And you would immediately be like, they're gay.
Yeah.
Cool, whatever.
Yeah, it just helps you like kind of.
Yeah. And now they go partner and a woman shows up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yeah,
fucking
I get so
put
upset.
My hand through a wall.
Well, I was like talking to a woman who I've known, but I don't know her intimately. Like, I don't know her real close. But then she was like talking. She's like, oh, yeah, my partner. And I was like, oh, I never knew she was gay.
Yeah.
And
then. And you go, like, even in that conversation, you go, hey.
Yeah.
Good
and
for
then,
you.
Like, halfway through, we kept talking. She's like, yeah, you know, my partner, his daughter. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Your partner's a man? She's like, yeah. I was like,
super. But what does he identify as?
What the fuck? I thought
And then they go, man in the yellow shirt. I was like, no. Because they got to do it for the blind people.
Oh, man,
my. Let me ask you something. If you're a cis man, do you need a plaid shirt? Bulging muscles?
Yes, you do.
No room for tears. To love sports?
Man is turn to football.
Yeah.
No.
Man, this is football.
This might work for some and not others. Why?
Is this for like kindergartners
because
or adults?
No one way to that's express the masculinity or femininity. That's for you to decide.
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up.
Man, where was this when I was in eighth grade and all my friends were calling me? Because I wouldn't steal from the fucking mini stop.
Right.
Where was this video where they go, some boys don't want to do crimes. And those boys just have morals. Yeah. It's not that, you know.
They're still boys.
Right. They're still boys. They can still like football and not steal.
This is so demeaning. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah. Diminishing or
it
makes you
pandering.
Feel pandering, yeah.
You feel it's.
It's like, don't talk to me like I'm a dipshit.
Yeah, talk, like, be
honest. I've been on the planet Earth for the last 20 years, but they should show this to, like, eighth graders or, like,
it would be
whatever.
Under
sex ed banner.
Yeah.
And
you're
like,
oh. Seventh grade, pop it on and be like, hey, listen, it's from the state. You get it. Some state programming.
A lot of you guys are assholes. I want you to watch this video, okay?
Listen, some of you guys have been calling Kevin saying he doesn't have the right parts. We're going to let you know he might, but he can also still be a boy. Anyways, I'm going to go on the smoke. Yeah. I got cancer.
Yeah, it's just really, it feels very condescending to be an
condescending,
adult.
Condescending, that's the word.
Watch this. You're like.
Where they go, do you know that boys can like boys?
Yeah. Not every man likes football.
Like, no shit,
yeah, I know.
Sherlock.
Yeah, and
we're
those
adults.
Are women.
Yeah.
You start doing
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Like are we going to start coming back around where they're like, if you don't work in a factory and have calluses on your hand, you might be a lady.
I hope so.
Because it comes all the way around.
Well, here, let's lighten it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah, but getting that way. Getting that way. Bye. Ooh. I can't wait for football season to be back.
I know, right?
I can't wait for football
to
be back.
Let's see. Is she okay? We have nothing available.
Dude, that is. Just rewind that. I want to see that one more time.
I know. That's really something.
The horse is like, yeah, right. Ooh.
Yeah, what is this? Like, you can't wave to a horse.
Yeah, the horse was like,
it's not
going to
understand human.
The horse gave a look.
Doing
like,
the Oklahoma drill?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, meet me in the A gap. I'll meet you right here. I'm getting that first down.
I'm fucking loving
third and one.
She's not the same, by the way.
No.
No, not a chance.
No, she absolutely can't.
That's like getting hit by a truck. Yeah. Like a truck hit her.
But you know what? I fucking hate horses, and I hate horse people, too. They can go suck it. Wow. I don't like it at all.
Wait, like, did you have a problem? Like,
fucking hate horses. I've always hated them.
Your best friend.
My best friend likes horses. I don't like them. I've ridden them when I was young. I've had bad experiences. I got thrown off a horse when I was very little.
That's what it is.
They're too big.
Was this you as a child?
Too smelly. No. I got thrown off the back of the horse, and I almost got stepped on. And ever since then, I curse them like the gypsies they are, the fucking gypsies of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, they're scary.
Fucking horses.
You know what, scare me.
I saw a tweet one time that
hate them.
Fucked my mind up. It said, can you imagine if horses were carnivores, the problems we would have?
Oh, yeah. That's like, really good.
Oh, my God. I saw that tweet, like, that stuck with me for years.
Like, I fucking got the dog.
And it's like, and you're like, it's rocking. That thing, just taking a bite after it knocks you out.
They're monsters. They would have mauled you.
Yeah. If they had sharp teeth and not those flat Hollywood teeth.
Stupid veneers.
They
have the big Steve Harveys in their mouth.
And they're like, hey, everybody. So my pilot got picked up. Every horse. Guys, good news. We got a full season.
He's got flies on them and their eyes.
It's
and
stinky.
Stuff.
It's very stinky.
Yeah. And they, you know, they always get praised for their cocks, but honestly, go look at a whale dick. And
not
where's that
impressed.
Lady jacking off that horse?
Hate that video. No,
I love that
Please
video.
Please don't show that.
You don't think Dan wants to see that video?
Dan, do you want to see a woman jerking off? It's terrible.
Jay on the bonfire showed me the video of the guy dying.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Hands.
That noise.
Yeah. That's what I talk about on stage. It's one of my favorites.
That noise. That's too much dick. Oh, I thought I could take all you can eat. I can't.
It's fucking...
Dude, animal. Do you think I could take it in my you could take it in your vag.
Your vag, you could, but also
but
it would still perforate.
I mean, it would bust
rip
you
your vag, because how big is a horse cock? It's like a baby's head going in.
But here's
in.
The thing. You can't.
The thrust, though.
Like an older lady once told me to slow down. You can't tell a horse that.
Yeah.
You can't be like, hey, take
slow
it easy.
Slow down, buddy.
Just sugar.
Yeah, he's not gonna ease in.
No, he's just gonna like get on you.
Because that's what happened to Mr. Hand.
Yeah, it's too fast.
He got up in the stirrups, and then he was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, yeah.
He got a little taste.
Yeah.
He was like, "Ooh, ooh."
But think about those hind
quarters. Yeah, he could have gone into it slower.
Bam!
Wham! Yeah, bam. And that's when he was like, "Ah!
Oh, son of a bitch!"
Yeah. Perforated colon just destroyed insides.
Whoever the first name of whoever was in the room.
Yeah.
Marty. Marty, you're gonna have to help me out.
Got
to
back him off. Back him off.
It reminds me of that classic E-bombs world thing of the guy playing with the katana swords, and he goes, "Now see here, right here, boom! Oh, the tip just got me, Odell. Tip just got me. Yeah, I'm bad." And then you see Odell come in and go, "Folks, we may need emergency surgery in the studio." You get a horse just because that's what it is. It's all power.
It's the power behind.
Go check this out.
It's the power of love.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. No. Oh, her face. Look at him. He's like, oh, bitch.
I hate it.
He's like, oh.
How do you not want to? You don't want to see a horse come? Who
Dude,
are
he's
you?
He's like, ha ha.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
I love my biggest Instagram thing that I like right now is, black dudes are doing voiceovers for animal videos. Nonstop hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's really funny. There's a couple comics that are doing it, but you just find me like, oh, hell no. Oh, this bitch jacking me off. It's like shit like that. I would love to see this video scored because he's like, oh.
Stop. I don't like it.
Oh, dude, that's what you want to get.
Look how happy it
no,
is.
No, tell him the truth. Tell Dan the truth.
All right. I have to tell you the truth.
What is it?
It's just getting its belly rubbed.
God damn it.
I know.
Because honestly, this woman's partner would immediately, you'd come home and you'd be like, I want one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you gave fucking Mr. Sprinkles.
Yeah.
Give me that one.
I'll bend over.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? I'll get my teeth out.
She's too happy to be Jane as D.
Yeah, you're right. Terrible. That's a sadistic bitch.
Yeah, I don't like
she's
that.
She's like, I always go to the barn and make the horses.
You guys want to see it? You guys want to see the horses stomp
Imagine
around?
Imagine if it's like your first date and she's like, I don't want to come to the barn with me. You're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
She's like, check this out. You're like, holy fuck.
Oh, she's like, I'm gonna hop the stall. He's like, what are you gonna do? what do you do? Oh my God.
And then you have to be like, that was super cool. Yeah, like, that was cool.
And you're like, shake my hand. How strong is your grip? Yeah. You just want to feel how good a grip is. You're like, damn, wow. You can fuck it. I bet you can wing a football.
Would that be a deal breaker for you? Hold on. It's us on the first date. But you've known me a little bit. It's 2005, and I'm like, babe, I love horses, Tom. I want you to see what I can do with this horse.
Well, here's what I would do is I would be like, I want to see how crazy this bitch, like this bitch is nuts.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. She's crazy. And I'm 100% staying on this date for wherever this ride is going.
For the story.
I'm not thinking about like long term. I'm just like, this bitch is wild. She just jacked a fucking horse off and we just got here.
Like, and it's date one.
Yeah.
You've known each other a little bit, but you're like, I want to see what I can do.
I mean, I would be like, I'm going to use the rest. Just start. She just jacked the horse off.
Immediately change your name and his phone to Sugar Cubes.
Yeah. Glue gun is in over here.
Hey, Elmer's, you gonna fucking get him going?
And that would be so bad for me because you tell everybody my reputation would be destroyed in the comedy.
Everyone would be like, they would be like,
jerks off horses.
They would be like, nah, come on. And I'd be like,
she does. Bro.
She took me to the barn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right
now. I thought she was going to brush the horse.
We went to Calabasas. She found a farm.
Calabasas. That's where all those assholes are that have a horse.
I thought I had the apples. I was like, what do you want me to do? She said, just wait right over there.
I thought we were going
to
ride it. I was like, where's the saddle?
She just started jacking. And she was happy about it.
That load was massive. Like, remember Super Soaker 200s? Not even the 100. Yeah. Remember the 200s?
Came everywhere.
It made this noise at the end. Like it was the air, it was pushing out air.
And then she just wiped her hand on the towel and she goes, let's go get some lunch. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Because those women that are in like the dog fucking videos and all that stuff,
God,
they have, eventually, they have to tell somebody.
They have to tell somebody, yeah.
You can't completely.
You can't keep that a secret.
You can't fuck dogs and then just be like,
oh, I don't like that either.
I had a stage.
No, dogs are sweet, innocent, loving creatures.
You were fucking dogs in the stage?
I would never fuck a dog.
Oh.
I have a sweet dog, and if anyone ever touched her inappropriately,
if they
expressed her anal gland too hard, I would John Wick that entire place.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dog. Fuck yeah.
Don't you fucking touch my sweet Myrtle.
Fucking touch my dog.
No.
My sweet little baby.
Here we go. Doing a little karate here.
Retards. That was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah,
that was
like that.
Awesome. That guy completely deserved it.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Right away, he's like, you okay?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
you don't do plate up here, bro. Like,
also, to have the whole foot coming at you.
Yeah, this is fucking so not
so
thought out.
Dumb.
Thank you for doing that,
bro,
fellas.
Or hold it like to the side, maybe?
Yeah.
There's, but also, if you're the kid that kicked, you kind of leave there going like, so don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Just let you know.
You know what can happen. You know what can happen.
I'm going to swing that thing and I'm going to fucking blast.
It's on video if you need a reminder.
Yeah. Yeah. He caught shrapnel. Imagine he caught the whole thing. Yeah.
You got it, bro.
Oh! That reminds me of something I would have done. That's something I would do.
That one I pulled off TikTok. That was making the rounds.
That's a good one.
That one is on the fence for me in terms of like, okay, he's not killed. He's not hurt. It's something you could see yourself doing as a younger person.
It's the
person.
Embarrassment of hitting and then sliding. Where he, before he hit the water, the whole way down, he's like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I look like an idiot.
Also, like, I was bracing for the head hitting the thing.
Yeah.
And also for this not being deep enough.
Yeah.
Both things had me go like.
Because most of the time when that happens, the end of the video is like them bent.
Yeah.
Being like.
or you go, and they go, ding. And you're like, oh, right in the head. Yeah.
No, this is fun. Because you go like. He climbed out of that and then went up there and was like, oh,
he's like, I'm a fucking idiot.
I fucking slept. No. Oh.
Good. Deserved.
Deserved.
Retards. I hate this.
You hate rock climbing?
I hate horses. I hate rock climbing. The worst is free climbers.
Dude.
Fuck cave divers.
I feel like you're
fuck
subtly taking a shot at my home state of Colorado. You know, I don't like people that come up through high altitude.
High altitudes. I hate high altitudes.
You're like, I'm just going to say this.
Have you gone rock climbing?
Fuck it.
I mean, here's the thing. I am such a lazy stoner that being from Colorado was 100% wasted on me.
Yeah.
I should have been from like a low valley of Ohio.
Yeah.
Where they'd have been like, I could have been a hill person.
Sure.
I never did any of that shit and I hated it. And I resented it when my mom's boyfriends would take me to go.
I don't have any interest in rock climbing. I mean, I've done
zero.
Like with, you know.
I respect it.
I respect it too.
I respect the hell out of it.
Me too.
It's stupid.
It's not easy.
It, on a level, it is dumb, but I respect the hell out of those people, especially
the free climbing is suicide. You want to die? Just kill yourself.
It's like the deep, the free breath. What is it called?
The free diving. Those people too.
Like I held my breath for 4.5 minutes, and you're like, why? You want to die?
God's like, there's too many people here.
Yeah,
I got it. Now here's my question: you got the free climbers, right? Oh, and you got the horse jackers. Yeah. Who is better suited to please the opposite sex? Is it the horse jackers jerking off guys? Free climbers finger banging?
Wow. Because
they got, I mean,
damn,
they got some
real skills.
Yeah,
they got some like
strong fingers.
You know, they get
I like how you're
grip,
thinking.
That grip is like.
Yeah, they get in there like. Yeah. And then the horse jack, fingers. You're like, huh.
Maybe
whoa.
I think maybe it's just a perfect match. I don't know. You could put one
above
the other.
Let's do an app called, you know. What would be the app?
Yeah, something like
free finger fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, giddy up.
Giddy up's great for horse girls. Yeah.
But those free climbers are in such good shape because they're just pulling their body.
They are.
Up and up. So I'm going to take the whole package with the finger blasting as well.
Because
a horse jacker
thing,
doesn't have to be in good shape.
Free
maybe
climbers,
the arm only.
They'll put their fingers.
Oh my
into
God.
These like little holes,
stupid.
Like above a door frame,
and
then just pull their whole body up by two.
Nope.
I have to make a noise to get out of a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And these guys are like,
it's crazy.
But then they suck on land to hang out with.
Yeah. Because
you're like, you want to get a pizza? And they're like, I can't.
Yeah.
I have to scale a 14 footer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
No, this is a miserable hobby. But again, okay, I think I don't. I hate the free climbers more than I hate these people with the ropes and stuff.
This is
misery.
Oh.
Not only that. No, when
the
they,
noise is fun.
When they scale these walls, then they have to set up camp somewhere up at the peak, right? And then they sleep in a bag that hovers over the mountain. You're like, and they're eating, a power bar a day?
Oh,
how
man.
Are you taking a shit up there when you're
I don't
in
think
the,
you do. I think you come back down.
Your body goes, oh, we're alive.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Shit. Why did we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how are you?
I did do the rock climbing wall at this place just a couple months ago. That shit is taxing. It's unbelievable.
You just reminded me of the story. I used to go to this gym in Astoria, Queens called The Rock, and they had a rock climbing wall, right? They were very like, if you do this, you have to go talk to a staff member. You have to like, there was like a whole process. One day on like a Wednesday, I'm just like working out. And you just hear, whoop, just down onto the pads. This dude was just climbing and didn't tell him. And it was like, fuck it. Like in the middle of his workout, like, I'll try this. And got up and fell back. Dude, they had to get the fucking ambulance.
No.
It was a scene. He was all right.
Yeah.
But dude, watching how mad the people were at the gym.
That he did it on
while
his own.
They were helping him.
Yeah.
Like, don't move, sir. And he's like, I'm sorry. Using like that neck thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry. I thought I could do it. Because he got up pretty high.
Did he have ropes at all on him?
No.
Nothing?
Free.
Just free?
He did it free. And
he just tried to
thought it would be.
Fucking, and it was
you don't
blue
realize.
Rats.
I had idiot. The thing. I had. I was strapped in.
Yeah.
And once you're like 20, 25 feet up, you... Even with your strapped in, you're like, fuck.
It's scary.
Yeah, yeah. You go like, oh, and you put your foot out to the thing and it misses. You're like, oh, shit. And you're kind of like, you start to really tense up, I think, because you're amateur too. You're like, shit. And then there's a bell. So you go up and you hit I hit the bell. And then I go, what do I do now? And the guy goes, just let yourself fall. I was like, you sure? He's like, it's what we do all day.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
We got you.
Yeah. And then you push off and you're kind of, you know, you. Like streaming.
Yeah, you do the little thing.
But
like,
even with that thing on, you have this fear of like, oh fuck,
yeah,
like this, I'm gonna fall and get hurt.
And this Queens idiot
Terrible.
Was like, yeah, I can do this.
I do this.
Hey, what do you guys got? What is that? About 45 feet? I used to scale all the way into Shea Stadium. I fucking got this thing, and then he just
Stupid.
it was the sound of the body hitting those blue mats.
Oh man,
that
God.
I just remember being like, everyone in the gym was like, what the fuck?
What was that?
And then he's like.
Like a horse just fucked him.
You got me. I got Mr. Hands.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you rather free climb or cave dive?
Free climb. Free climb.
Dude.
Those videos.
100 out of 100 times.
There's a story. One of the only times I've ever watched someone tell a story and I've gotten like crazy anxiety was Donald Cerrone was on Rogan and he was talking about how he would do cave diving and he got lost.
I know exactly.
Dude, I watched that. Waiting for a flight with sweat running down my head.
It was horrible. Like, just from the story.
Yeah, and he was like, and I didn't think I could find my way out. And I was like, ugh. And they're like, now boarding. I'm like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
You can be okay, Donald.
And like, he's just telling the story. It was
he's
so
a true badass.
Yeah.
He's an old school, like, he's from Colorado. That's a guy who's from Colorado. I'm a little bitch that's from the suburbs.
Yeah.
That's like, I like Sega better than SNES. Yeah. And this guy's like, yep, yeah, I'm down there fucking climbing. Dude, it was wild.
Now, brutal. Every time I would rock climb over cave diving, 100 out of 100.
I might choose that too, but free climbing. Not. I'm saying free.
Cave dive, because here's the thing. I'll free climb and be like, I'm probably going to die. But I would cave dive and just go, this is a willful attempt to die. This is a suicide thing. And I would be the paranoia of the cave dive is much higher than the paranoia of I'm climbing high and I'm going to fall.
Well, because climbing high, I think, and I'm with you on this, because cave diving, you're like, the whole time you're doing it, you're going, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
While climbing, you go like, you get up pretty high and you're like, I could make it.
Yeah, there's hope.
Also,
an air.
If I found
air's the biggest
a place
fact.
To rest on the free climb, I think I would just park there and cry.
Yeah. Come get me.
Yeah.
And then the guy has to go,
yeah.
And he goes, Tom, just grab me.
Don't drop me.
Grab on. Come get me. Get me. Yeah, dude. I felt like that.
I'm tearing up thinking about cave diving.
Oh,
it's so awful.
It's horrible.
It's got to be the worst hobby that I can think of.
If you have any amount
of
claustrophobia, it's so exacerbated by what they do on that. I mean, it's just.
It's terrible.
It made me think.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
You thinking about someone getting you on the climbing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One of the only times I've ever gone snowboarding. Like I said, growing up in Colorado was wasted on me.
Yeah.
I knew how to ski. But all my friends were into snowboarding in high school, and they were like, dude, snowboard. You can ski. You'll learn how to do this. And I was like, all right, I'll go with you guys. I just wanted to smoke weed and get fucked up on the ride up. So I was like, all right. And we get up there, and I'm wearing jeans and like a regular jacket. And I'm like, yeah, so just explain it to me. And they're like, yeah, it's how you do it. I got lost, and I somehow ended up on the Black Diamond Moguls on a snowboard. You want to talk about someone come get me? I was just in between these moguls, and every time I try to get up, I'd be like, oh, fuck, do I take it off? And my buddy somehow found me and was like, do not take your snowboard off. Like, don't. Just try to ride down. Come to the side. He, like, wanted me to go down to the side. But, dude, I just remember being in between two moguls, being like, someone could get me.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do this anymore.
So scary.
It sucked.
It's so scary.
It's being stuck doing something you're bad at. That's also.
Oh. Here, one more.
Okay.
Oh,
fuck, dude.
Oh.
He just lost all his teeth.
You know what, though?
All
that's the one.
Teeth.
I almost. Is that the end of the clip or does it keep going?
No, that's it.
Because I would put money on the fact that guy got up casually and didn't realize how bad it was. And it's one of those things where it just starts going like. And then blood starts rushing.
Shooting out.
Because
he
hit the corner.
Yeah.
Did he get it, though? Did he grind? Did you do it again?
Did you do the trick?
He got up there. Looks like the board. Oh.
He did it. Listen, let's give him credit, dude. He did it. That was gnarly. I don't like that at all, dude.
That's the thing.
It's like his whole face.
It's like right? This right here.
Yeah. God.
Sometimes, though, what's amazing about humans. Yeah, he got up. Ooh. Sometimes humans will get up and be fine.
Yeah.
I know.
He could be.
He'll just get up and be like. It's like how drunk drivers survive crashes all the time because they're like, and skateboarders are sometimes the most chill people.
This dude either popped up and was like, this is wild, I'm okay.
You guys want to go get in and out?
A couple hours later, he was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're
one
like,
of
the bleeding in his brain.
Yeah.
We have to put him in an induced coma.
Well, thank God he's young. I mean, they're very pliable when they're young. I mean,
people are. Yeah.
Do you remember spills from when you were young that you were like, how the fuck?
Head trauma. I remember head trauma.
I remember being drunk at my buddy's house in high school, and he had a trampoline, and I fucking was jumping, and I went the wrong way and went off the trampoline and got folded, like on the ground at my friend Justin's house, and just got back up and was like, what's up? I'm fine. It was like a little wobbly.
You remember Red Rover?
Yeah.
Like
I remember doing that in the outside, in the, you know, the pavement for recess.
Yeah.
And when I got to it, just got clotheslined and just back off the head where you're like, and then thinking like, oh, this is a this is a concussion or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, just rest here.
Yeah. But that was football, too. You played football.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd
yeah,
get popped thing. And you'd be like, ding, don't like, be a pussy.
Yeah. Stars.
When I was a sophomore, we would have to, like, in linebacker practice, mm-hmm. we'd have to be the running backs for, like, the seniors.
Yeah.
Who were just men.
Yeah.
I remember this guy, Doug Heineman, hit me so hard that I blacked out.
Yeah.
I just blacked out. It was standing up. And they're like, you all right, Sutter? I was like, I'm fine. And I was just walking the wrong way. And they're like, this way. And you're this like, way. I that you're was not definitely okay. a concussion. Yeah.
We had a, right before I got to the school that I ended up transferring to, they said they had like a sadistic athletic director.
Yeah.
And he used to like to take freshmen and seniors. And just
that's
like,
men versus boys.
Yeah. He's like, just hit them. No. Just to watch, like, just to watch those kids get lit up.
Oh my god!
Fucking crazy guy.
Yeah. And then now those kids are snapping and murdering their families.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go, why do they have CTE?
Yeah, it's because of this fucking sicko. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Go Panthers! And then you're like, a kid fucking has. Yeah, man, that was the head trauma you get when you're little.
But you're also so fearless when you're little.
You don't know anything.
And you're smaller. You're closer to the ground. Like I just remember getting on a skateboard at like 8, 9 years old and just going down hills being psychotic or getting on like my dad would just have shit in his garage. I'd hammer together like a piece of wood and then two sticks and then put wheels on it and just fly down the fucking hill in the streets.
Remember sledding?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Remember how fucking crazy so you'd go sledding?
And that's a cool Colorado thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was the thing where you were like, let's get best, going. Dude. Where you would find ways.
You'd find someone that the house was on a hill somewhere. Oh, they had like a hilly backyard.
We had a hill. I was a busboy at Red Robin.
Oh, great establishment. Great burgers.
Great fries.
The seasoning. I love Red Robin, yeah.
It's still there. Shout out Park Meadows Mall. There's a hill in the back, and we were all like 15 and 16 busboys, and we were taking the huge
trash can runner trays.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With the slick
dude.
Under, and then going under. And, dude, I biffed into the fence one time, and then, like, the manager came out, and I had to act like I wasn't wobbled. Because he's like, what are you guys doing out here? And I was like, I'm coming, Scott. I remember, like, going in by the trash can back there and being like, dude, I fucking ran into the wall.
Yeah.
I was just fucked up. But, yeah, we just.
You could pick up real speed, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
God,
yeah.
You could get going. Sledding now, I wonder if it's changed. Yeah. If kids.
Dude, you know what I used to fucking do? I just remember this. As a teenager, I would put on my roller skates, and then around the neighborhood, I would let my dog pull me.
That's awesome.
On roller skates, bro. Like
I would still do that.
I'm 12, 13, 14, 15, and just going so fast.
Yeah.
And on, like, you can bump up on anything. A rock could have taken me out. I was going so fast with that dog.
And your dog's having the time of his life.
I know. It was so much fun. I would never do that.
Your dog's like,
now.
Oh my God, this is in my genetic programming.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, I got
him. Yeah, bucking.
And that noise. Yeah. That noise of the fucking asphalt. Like,
yeah.
Do you remember sketching where people would grab onto cars with rollerblades?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you do that?
I never did. No I was way. Too big of a pussy, but I had friends that did it.
No.
My friends that were like actually good
Back
at rollerblading.
Like yeah.
Totally. But also, they would just grab onto like a bumper at like a stoplight and see how long they could hold on for. And
oh, my God.
You're crazy. It was wild. That's crazy.
Suburban kids are. They're dangerous in a
different way.
Yeah.
It's boredom that leads them to be like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
I got nothing going on.
Yeah, that's terrifying to even imagine. I would have held on, and like as the car was going, I'd be like, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, a couple of my friends, it was never anything crazy, but they would like hold on for a little bit. And then as the car, or like, dude, if the car stopped, there's videos you can find online of people trying to sketch and like,
don't you remember just picking up such speed on a bike?
Yeah.
Where you're going, I'm going to go as hard as I can, and then you're going downhill, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm doing 45 miles an hour right now. And you're
so
like,
fast.
Holy fuck.
I remember
you just
time,
like,
I remember trying to impress one of my friends who's down at the bottom of the hill riding my bike, going no hands, and then all of a sudden I just saw the handlebars go like
oh,
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Like, yeah.
Oh, dude. Biffing on a bike with your knees and
speed
your
speed wobbles.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, dude, the hottest girl in our neighborhood, one time I was riding my bike. We were all riding our bikes. And my friend threw a hockey stick, like a javelin, and it just went perfectly into my spokes in the front wheel.
Oh, fuck.
And flipped me over. And it's one of those things where you get rocked.
Yeah.
But the hottest, the cutest girl in our neighborhood's like sitting there with her friends on her stoop. And I just got up. I was like, I'm fine. And just like walking back to his house like, I'm fine. Nothing fucking happened. And I was out of my tits. I got jacked.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Shout out Scott Thompson. That was an accurate throw.
Very good throw, man.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Kids in the
hall? You always act like you're cool.
I know.
And fun
I hung out.
It was good.
Yeah. I'm fine, dude. That's fine. And then you make like a cry noise. You go like, fine.
Yeah. Rips.
Or the worst. I mean, I've only ever been in like two fights, fist fights, yeah. I'm saying. But to get punched in the stomach.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then you have to be like, I'm cool. Like, yeah. That's the worst pain, to get punched in the stomach, get the wind knocked out
especially
of you.
Especially if it's an unexpected, like if you don't know you're about to be.
Yeah,
fight,
dude.
Someone just clocks you, and you're like,
when
voice.
Do you know?
Well, I'm saying if you're fighting,
fuck.
You know, you're fighting, your body goes into something different, right?
Yeah.
You're
like,
you take a shot. But if somebody, like, I remember in fifth grade, it was my first day, and these kids just walked up to me at recess and just were like, bam, and like,
oh,
just right. And I was like, so that was such an unexpected thing
you're
where
you're
what
like, is this what you do here? Oh my God.
Yeah, getting that wind knocked out of you is terrifying because you're like, will I ever breathe again?
Yeah.
And then you're fine 3 minutes later and you don't realize that you're going to be fine because you're like, this is how life is.
Someone's like, are you crying? And you're like, I'm not crying.
And you're like, no, you're like, oh, sorry about that back there. Yeah, that's your first, like, that's the first feeling you get when you black out drunk and you wake up. Sure. It's getting your wind knocked out and you go like, hey, I was a little crazy back there.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
But
I'm
do you remember even the games you would play? Did you guys ever play Buns Up?
What's that?
I think they call it Smear the Queer back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
But like, you throw a tennis ball
buns
against
up.
The thing.
Buns
and then,
Up is such a weird name for
it. Oh, it's
a
California game. Oh. And then whoever like fucked up or you did lost the game,
killed
you had to
game.
Go to the wall.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then you put
ball.
Your butt out. Yeah, and then they get to peg you with
that
the
was,
ball. It was so much fun.
And then there was
fun.
The one kid that had the arm that you're like, God damn.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked
I'm
up by
get,
kid.
Yeah, dude.
We would just like, I remember where you just have a football and just run.
Yeah.
You just run and everybody tries to tackle you and you just fucking
and
knock.
Then you'd see one of your friends so get fun. Mean where you're like I've never you're like running next to him and you're like you never act like this.
Are you on testosterone though?
You're taking tee shots?
Yeah. You're fucking like,
Yeah, it was the kid that was hitting puberty first. Yeah.
Totally. Or dodgeball. Like, that motherfucker, that kid with the arm in dodgeball would fuck you up with that red
savage.
Ball.
I remember baseball when it went from coach pitch to kid pitch. Fine. But then when kids got good at throwing, I remember that first baseball season where you were like, oh, kids are throwing curveballs?
Heat now?
And heat?
Yeah.
And I remember being like, that's when I just started sucking. Because I was like, what are you guys doing?
Slow it down.
Like, guys, do like Coach
underhand.
Used to do. And then I'll smash the shit out of it. Yeah, I got pegged in the ribs that baseball season. And I remember being like, I'm good with baseball.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I sucked at T-ball, so I didn't even pursue baseball.
Dude,
T-ball, it doesn't move.
I never
move.
Even done that.
It just sits there, and they're like, can
so
you
funny.
Hit this? And I was like, not
dude,
really.
Dude, fuck baseball. That shit was so boring. Like,
it
playing it in PE,
to
I'm like, wait, what? I'm just going to stand on this diamond?
All my friends were so good.
At baseball?
And I sucked.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, you guys go. They're always on the dude. All-star team.
Damn.
Like, my friends would be like, yeah, we're on the Cherry Creek all-star team. And I'd be like, yeah, my season ended a little early this year.
I would have been.
It's just I'm afraid of the ball.
Remember that boy? There's always a boy and the girl in the class that are just good at everything.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like the athlete,
yeah,
the athletic
sure.
boy,
Johnny
the athletic
Jones.
Girl.
Johnny Jones from the time.
John Jones.
Johnny Jones from the time we grew up. Just everything. You
crushed
like,
it.
Well, Johnny's going to excel at this.
Yeah.
I remember I played football all through middle school and high school. Someone was like, I got Johnny Jones to sign up for football. And I was like, oh, yeah. I don't know. You know, he's good at basketball and baseball. I mean, immediately varsity.
Yeah.
Like started, you know, playing corner and receiver. And you're like, oh, he's unbelievable
just,
at everything.
Yeah, he's just good athlete.
So lucky.
Yeah. And then if you sucked at stuff.
Oh, you're that's
you always
bad.
Sucked at everything.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy that's the best physically in the class or the worst. Because there's always a gangly fuck that can't do anything right. You don't want to be that guy.
I was right. Like, let's say best, worst.
Yeah.
I was like right here.
Samesies, yeah.
And funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So that takes you to right here.
That's
your personality
true.
Goes far.
When you're at football camp and you're crushing on prank phone calls in the dorms that you're staying at.
Good stuff. Yeah.
And then you got all the badass kids and you're making them laugh. And
then
you're
like, good.
All right, dude, this is good. That's what saved me in high school football.
Yeah.
Was I was like, oh, I was the funny kid that could run into you fast.
Sure.
Was not good at football.
Right.
But that was it.
But everyone was like, I love having you around.
They're like, dude, Sutter does prank phone calls.
Yeah.
Let's go hang out with him. And you're like, thank you, Jerky Boys.
Yeah. That's the
thank
best.
You for inspiring me.
That's the best. Listen, you should go see Dan Soder on the road. You should go to dansoder.com for his tour dates. Check out the regs with Louis J. Gomez,
J.
Robert
Gomez.
Kelly, and Joe List. And don't forget that a new Dan Soder podcast is coming. We think maybe November.
Yeah, I think November is safe to say.
Be on the YouTubes, downloaded wherever podcasts are available, but you'll make more announcements about that soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, it was great to have you
dude,
in here.
Thanks
so
much,
so
guys.
Fun,
I really
Dan.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Anytime.
Blast.
Anytime,
so
dude.
Fun. We'll talk to you soon. And thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see
bye,
you next
mommy.
Time.
people who think you're tough. Fuck you. You're a fucking pussy. You think you're tough? Fuck, man. Fuck. You're a broke ass pussy, bitch. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I pay for it. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. Fuck, man. Fuck. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I pay for it. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. Fuck, man. Fuck. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I pay for everything. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken. I deserve. I'm a man. Fuck, man. I deserve a steak. I deserve right chicken.